Coach, congratulations. A good doubleheader sweep for you guys against a pretty good Spearville team. Had to fight the wind, but you guys were able to also take advantage of it. What were your initial thoughts after today's doubleheader?
You know, I really thought it was kind of similar to Tuesday, where our offense and our whole team looked
really good in game one. And game two, we just kind of had to dig into it and, you know, keep working inning by inning by inning and batter by batter. And, you know, and eventually we got there and got a little, you know, tied it up, then got the lead and really did a good job. So, you know, they're just kind of that battle. And that was two really good games for us. You know, the first one, you know, we got a little bit bigger lead and, you know, got them in the fifth. But it was a good doubleheader, a good week for our guys. We saw quite a few guys throw this week and we were ready to throw a few more, and we kind of got a good idea about our team going forward.
Yeah, I think today you learned a lot about your pitching staff. I mean, you knew who you had, your top two, of course. They weren't able to pitch today with JP and Brady, but I thought you knew a little bit about Lawson as well, saw what he did on Tuesday. He went up, he hit the max today, 107 pitches, I believe it was, in the doubleheader combined. But you also saw from Spencer Kramer, yeah, he had a couple of, or he had quite a few walks, but I thought he did some good things. And then Eloy Ruelas came in and gave you a couple of really good innings here.
Yeah. Spencer did good. I mean, you know, a day like today, you need to keep the ball low, and he was trying to keep the ball low, and the wind was just, you know, keeping it a little too low, and we were getting that ball called low in the zone, and, you know, a different day and probably a different outcome for him. And, you know, Lawson stepped in and came into the middle of that game and shut him down, and we're, I think they had two runners on and no outs, and they already had a two-run lead, and we got out of that inning, you know, with no damage, and that was big. And then he pitched, you know, for a little while remaining that game. Eloy looked good, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we'd like to establish, you know, who, you know, that 3-4-5 and kind of figure out who they are and get an opportunity. So these Tuesday, Thursday games give us an opportunity to do that. It is kind of, you know, difficult to, you know, planning for, and things change, but we're definitely happy with how everyone pitched today. And, you know, offensively, you know, we had, you know, different guys hitting, a lot of guys that, you know, we've had all four games we've played, it's taken everybody that's on the field plus our dugout, you know, to get something done, whether it's in game one or game two, in either of these doubleheaders. So, you know, that's what we've told them, and, you know, that's what we're working for. We want, you know, 12 guys that we're all confident in, and they're confident in themselves, or 14 or whatever that number is. So, you know, as we move into Tuesday, you know, we're looking pretty good.
One kid I noticed who, I mean, from even last year, this year, who's taken some pretty big steps forward at the plate is Zach Roberts.
Yeah, he had a really nice day. You know, he came up with some big hits, and, you know, the walk-off there to end game one, and that's pretty exciting. And he just, all of his at-bats today were good, and he always does a great job for us in the field. And, you know, but, you know, he's doing a good job. There's quite a few guys. We're playing pretty good today. And
yeah.
We still probably struck out a few more times than what we'd like. With a windy day like this, we put the ball in play a little bit more, and it's hard to play defense. So
it was tough, but I thought you guys did pretty good to handling the wind.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we do get a practice in this quite a bit, but not quite this strong. But we played in it all last year as well. Every time we played, I think the wind was blowing.
Yeah, it seemed like it. But no, I can't go without talking about the home runs you had from JP and Brady today. And they just keep chasing each other for that lead on the team with home runs there. And both of them had two in the doubleheader.
Yeah. Yeah, they're competing with each other, and then also school history and stuff like that. So that's going to be fun to kind of keep an eye on as the season goes. And, you know, we play in some pretty big ballparks this year, so we'll see how that goes. We need to keep hitting line drives and, you know, and moving runners, and home runs will come when they come.
Kind of mentioned at the end of this, the game here today, but you guys have – two big doubleheaders next week, all against potential regional opponents with Holcomb, and that's big league doubleheader on Tuesday, and then Lakin here next Thursday.
Yeah, the only tough game against Holcomb. You know, we got to get them back. Last year we didn't play as well against them, and, you know, so we got two days here to prepare and adjust a few things we need to and get our arms healthy and you know, take on them, and then, you know, finish up. It'll be another similar doubleheader like we saw tonight against Spearville when we play Lakin. You know, I don't know how deep we'll get into to our pitching rotation, and we might find out a few new guys. So
yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Coach, for the time here. Congratulations on the doubleheader sweep and 4-0 start, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.